奉主圣名继续我们第二节的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our second session.
我们先一起来唱首诗，唱156首。
Let's sing hymn 156.
Thank
the Lord that we're going to continue studying the Bible.
好，那第二节呢，我们用警歌来作为我们一起彼此分享的题目。
On the second session, we're using this the Song of Will as our topic.
那在圣经当中有许多有记载了许多不一样的歌曲。
Bible records different types of songs.
有些是我们所熟悉的。
Some of them we are familiar with.
有些则是我们非常的陌生。
Some of them we are not familiar at all.
像我们可能有听过的是《底波拉之歌》。
We probably have heard about Deborah's song.
就是在四世纪他们打胜之后底波拉所做的一首得胜的歌。
That's in the Judges, the book of Judges, when they won the battle and they this Deborah make this song.
我们也可能有听过像是葡萄园之歌。
And we probably have heard of Song of the Vineyard.
这个是在以赛亚书里面所记载的。
It's in the book of Isaiah.
我们可能有听过宫歌。
Probably have heard of this work song.
弓哈，那个 bow.
Bow song.
The song of the bow, huh?
The song of the bow.
这个是在记载有关于这个以扫哈，这个王哈，以扫的战败，然后被杀。这个大卫所做的一个纪念他失败的歌。
This is a song that after Esau, King Saul was.
扫罗哈，对不对？扫罗哈，
King Saul.
打败仗大卫所做的歌。
King Saul was defeated and made by David.
就是一首哀歌啦，就是死就是有丧礼或者是死亡的一首歌哈。
This is the song that is in the funeral and the people are weeping about it.
我们上个礼拜也有教也有给功课哈，那个启示录里面也有宝座前的五首歌哈。
Last week we have this homework for everyone that you have to study five songs in the Revelation.
这个是我们有给功课啦，不是给大家哈，有给信徒的功课。
This is some work we have for the members.
他已经做好了，他也给我看了哦。
Oh, and he has already finished and he has shown them.
所以在圣经里面有许多的不同的歌曲。
So in Bibles there are many different types of songs.
我们今天就从中间来挑一首景歌来作为我们大家一起学习的学习的内容。
Today we're gonna choose this the song of Will as our learning topic.
我们来看一下民数记第二十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers 20, chapter 21.
民数记的二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章的第十六节
，verse 16。
民数记二十一章十六节
，Numbers chapter 21 verse 16。
以色列人从那里起行，到了比尔。从前神吩咐摩西说：“召聚百姓，我好给他们水喝。”说的就是这景。第十七节
，17。
当时以色列人唱歌说：“井啊，涌上水来！你们要向这井歌唱。”十八节
，18。
这井是首领和民中的尊贵人用龟、用杖所挖所掘的。以色列人从旷野往马他哈去了。而在这里呢，是圣经里面记载井歌的内容。
This is the Bible records the content of this Son of Will.
在这里十六节告诉我们说，这个井是哪里来的
？In verse 16 tells us where this well comes from.
在这十六节这里讲说这个神吩咐摩西说，召聚百姓，我好给他们水喝。
Here tells the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together and will give them water.
我们知道说以色列人在这个旷野里面常常没有水。
We knew that Israelites when they were in the wilderness, they don't have they don't often have water.
所以有时候因为没有水就会产生抱怨。
When they don't have water, they complain.
因为没有水生活就会产生困难。
Without water, there's much difficulties in life.
因为在当代水是生活上在当时水井是生活上很重要的必需品。
Because at a time, the water well is something very important to them.
不只是影响到个人的生活。
Not only affect their personal life.
也会影响到他们的牛羊，他们的所有牲畜的存活。
But also, it matters to the survival of the cattle.
所以水对他们来说是至关重要的。
So water to them is very important.
但是呢，在旷野当中行走难免总是会遇到没有水的时候。
But walking in the wilderness, they often encounter when there is no water.
所以我们就知道以色列人没有水就会起纷争，就会跟神争闹。
So we know that when Israelites they don't have water, they complains to God.
但是在这里神吩咐摩西说，召聚百姓，我要给他们水喝。
But here the Lord tells us, Moses, gathering the people, and I will give them water.
所以我们有时候在生活当中。
So in life.
难免这个生活当中难免会遇到没有水的时候。
Sometimes we will encounter this situation without having water.
不管是我们的工作。
Either on when we are a career.
不管是或者是我们的健康。
Or our health.
或者是我们的家庭。
Or our families.
有时候难免会遇上了缺水没有办法生存的时候。
Sometimes we will have water and it's hard to survive.
所以有时候我们就会像以色列人一样不断的抱怨
And we will complain like Israelites.
神为什么会这样
？God, how come it will be like this?
我信耶稣怎么还会这样
？How come this happened to me even I believe in Jesus?
神为什么不顺利
？Lord, how come it's not smooth?
我每个礼拜聚会，为什么我的人生会不顺利
？How come I come to service every week? How come my life is not smooth?
所以有时候就会像以色列人一样，没有水只会抱怨。
And then sometimes we're like Israelites, without water we can only complain.
但是在这里告诉我们说神说召聚百姓我要给你们水喝。
But just like God told Moses, gather all the people, I will give them water.
所以如果你能够耐心的等候
，If you can wait it patiently，
如果你能够紧紧抓住神的应许
，If you can uphold the promise of God，
神说我要给你水喝。
God tells us that I will give you water.
我们看一下诗篇的第六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 62.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
诗篇的六十二篇第一节
，Psalm 62 verse 1。
第一节，我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来的。第二节
，Verse 2，
唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，我的高台，我必不很动摇。那这里告诉我们说啊，我们有时候啊，人生会遇到一些苦难。
It tells us that sometimes our life will encounter difficulties.
仿佛在旷野行走当中，失去了水源的滋润。
Just like walking the wilderness without water.
但是这里告诉我们说啊，我们要默默等待。
It tells us that we should wait patiently.
因为神必要做我们的帮助。
Because God will be our help.
神必要做我们的高台。
God will be our fortress.
在患难当中，谁做我们随时的帮助？
Who can be our help during our difficulty?
但是我们要默默无声。
But we have to be quiet.
什么叫做默默无声？
What does it mean to be quiet?
就是啊，要学习不要抱怨。
It is to learn not to complain.
我们有时候很会抱怨。
We are good at complaining.
什么事情都可以抱怨。
We complain about everything.
人生不顺利也抱怨。
It is we complain about the difficulty in life.
有时候蛮顺利的你也抱怨。
Sometimes we complain even we are smooth in life.
抱怨不够好，不够多。
We complain it's not better, it's not more.
我以前在上班的时候。
When I was working.
我有个同事啊，我很喜欢玩股票。
I have a coworker who likes to play who likes to buy stocks.
而且很会玩啊，蛮厉害的。
And he's really good at it.
可是啊，从来不开心啊。
But he never happy.
很奇怪，有时候那个股票一直涨，他也不开心。
Sometimes when the stock market was good, he was not happy.
有时候我就问他。
So ask him.
我说你股票你赚钱怎么不开心呢
？When stock market is good and you're earning money, how come you're not happy?
他说啊，股票跌啊，哇，很难过啊。
He said when the stock market is down, I'm not happy.
股票跌的时候啊，哇，每次都跌到我的。
Because when the market goes down, always my stock went down.
股票涨我也难过啊，我更难过啊。
And when the stock market goes up, I'm even not happier.
那个涨最多的我通通都没有买到啊。
Because the one that goes up the most, I don't have those stocks.
我说你不是有这几只你有买到的吗？
I told him, don't you have all these company stocks?
他说你不要提啦，我很想哭啊。
He said, don't mention it, I'm gonna cry.
我买的不够多。
I don't have enough of them.
要是我知道我就卖房子去买它啦。
If I knew, I will sell my house and buy those stocks.
有时候看了真的让人很觉得很悲哀啊。
And sometimes it feels really sad.
不管怎么样啊，人生都不快乐。
No matter what kind of situation, no one will be happy.
不管怎么样，人生得到的通通都不够。
No matter what, whatever you gain is not enough.
所以人生就是充满了不满以及抱怨。
So your life is full of complaint.
有时候抱怨，我们知道抱怨并没有办法改变什么。
We know that there's nothing, if you complain, there's nothing will be changed.
所以我们要学习啊，人生在遇到逆境的时候不要抱怨。
So we have to learn when we encounter difficulties, we cannot complain.
而是在这个不顺当中默默安静等候神。
But rather, we have to wait God patiently.
要看神怎么样给我们开路。
We can see how God opened the road for us.
我们只要紧紧地抓住他。
We have to grab him.
在这里神说啊，你来，我要给你水喝。
Here God tells us, you come and I will give you water.
我们看诗篇的84篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇的84篇。
Psalm 84.
诗篇84篇的第五节。
Psalm 84 verse 5。
诗篇84篇第五节。
Psalm 84 verse 5。
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。第六节。
Verse 6。
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福。盖满了全谷。第七节。
Seven。
他们行走，力上加力。个人到锡安朝见神呢、啊？在这里呢、啊、是一首啊赞美的歌曲哦。
Here is a song of praise.
我们如果看一下这首歌是谁写的
？If you look at this, who's the author of this song？
你看那个第八那个八十底下有个小字、哦、他说可拉后裔的诗哈、哦。
If you look at the fine print under the Psalm 84,
你记得说我们昨天有提到啊这个可拉党的事件。
It says the son of Korah.
我们昨天有提到，昨天聚会的时候有讲到可拉党啊，在可拉党怎么样叛变的。
Yesterday we talked about this Korah party.
但是他们的后裔啊，却引以为戒啊，写出很多很美好的诗歌。
But their descendants, actually, they wrote many of wonderful songs.
啊，这个就是可拉的诗哦。
And this is one of them.
他在这里说啊，如果一个人啊，心中向往锡安大道。
And here it tells us, blessed of those who strengthen you.
啊，但是啊，你往这个锡安大道，锡安大道就是啊，往神的家，往神的地方去哦。
And this is the way to Zion, is to the home of God.
然后在这里说，第六节说啊，你会经过流泪谷啊。
And verse 6 says, you will pass the valley of Baca.
啊，valley of Baca 啊，就是啊，很多眼泪，很多会经过很多的辛苦，很多的痛苦。
And you will go through.Many difficulties.
啊，你觉得奇怪呀、啊？往这个锡安大道，往这个神的山，怎么会经过流泪谷呢
？You might wonder how come the path to God, the path of to Zion, you will pass through this valley of Baca.
啊，但是这里告诉我们说啊，往锡安大道啊，难免会有流泪的时候。
It tells us even though it's on the path to Zion, you still will have the chance to shed tears.
哦，在这一路上啊，有时候啊，有高有低，有顺有逆啊。
Because sometimes this path is full of up and downs and smooth and difficulties.
啊，但是如果你啊坚持你的道路
，if you insist this direction,
哦，经过流泪谷，你就要看到欢喜泉呐。
Pass through this valley of Baca, and then you will see.This joy of spring.
哦，在这里说啊，这个谷要变成泉源之地哦。
It tells us this will make this place of springs.
哦，并有秋雨之福。
The autumn rains.
哦，所以啊，虽然啊，这信仰的路上有时候啊，会遇到一些困境。
Even though our path of religious will encounter many difficulties.
啊，但是神要引领你的脚步。
But God will guide our footsteps.
而你这一步一步的迈往锡安山，往锡安的大道。
And on our way, step by step, we were on our way to Zion.
啊，神要逐渐的改变你。
God will change us gradually.
改变你的环境。
Change our environment.
改变你的生活。
Change our lives.
改变你的内心世界
change our heart,
改变你的价值观
change our point
改变你生命追求的目标
change our goals of life.
啊，这个就是让你能够得到这个泉源之地
and this is where we can gain this spring of land.
啊，所以我们不要抱怨的太快
so why don't we don't have to complain too soon
因为今天的逆境是为了要成就将来的福气
because the difficulties today that we encounter will be accomplished by the future.
啊，我们换回来民数记第二十一章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 20.
民数记的第二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章的第十七节。
Numbers chapter 21 verse 17.
啊，当时以色列人唱歌说：“井啊，涌上水来！”你们要向这井歌唱啊！那这里告诉我们说，当以色列人看到这个井啊，有活水泉涌出来了。
And here tells us in verse 17, Israelites saw this water coming out of the well.
那他们就开始唱歌了。
So they start to sing.
他们说，你们要向这个井歌唱。
They sing to the sill.
那为什么要向这个井歌唱呢
？Why they are singing to this well?
因为这个井是神给予的恩典。
Because this Well, it's the blessing of God.
啊，是在你走投无路当中给你开路。
It's the when you have nowhere to go, and this is the road that He opened for you.
啊，是你在困难当中神给你的帮助。
This is the helping from God.
啊，但是我们领受了这样的恩典之后啊，不要白白的领受。
But when we receive these blessings, we should not take in vain.
啊，更不要把它视为平常。
And we should not see it as a normal thing.
哦，在这里告诉我们说，你要向井歌唱。
We should sing to this well.
啊，什么叫做向井歌唱
？What does it mean sing to the well?
啊，就是要懂得感恩呐、啊。
It means that we have to be grateful.
啊，一个懂得感恩的基督徒
，a Christian who's grateful，
才有可能作为一个信仰活泼的基督徒。
You will have a living hope, a Christian.
那、啊、如果你觉得啊，人生当中所遭遇的啊，都是一切都是理所当然的
，When you take everything for granted in everything in life，
刚刚好
，It just happened to be that way，
好 恰巧。
This is just what happened.
哦，这个是运气真好。
We're so lucky.
哦，这如果是常常用这种方式来面对人生。
If you think of that way.
哦，那这样子啊，我们的生活啊，我们的生活当中就看不到神的恩典。
Then we will not see the blessing of God in life.
然后我们就没有办法体会到一个活泼的信仰。
We will not have a living religious.
我们来看一下创世纪啊。
Let's see Genesis.
我们看创世纪的啊，看创世纪第十，我们看创世纪的第二十章哦。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 20.
二十一章，创世纪的二十一章。
Chapter 21.
创世纪的二十一章
，Genesis chapter 21
的第十五节
，verse 15。
创世纪二十一章的第十五节
，Genesis chapter 21 verse 15。
皮带的水用尽了，夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下。十六节
，16。
自己走开约一箭之远，相对而坐，说：“我不忍见孩子死，就相对而坐。”放声大哭。第十七节
，17。
神听见童子的声音，神的使者从天上呼叫夏甲，说：“夏甲，你为什么这样？不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。”十八节
，18。
起来，把童子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔成为大国。十九节
，19。
神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见一口水井。就去把皮带盛满了水给童子喝。好，那这里记载的是夏甲被赶出去啊，被赶出去之后的事情。
Here records the event after Hagar was casted away.
当他离开的时候，他有带了一皮带的水。
When he left, he has the skin of water.
啊，但是水用完了。
But it ran out of it.
啊，在旷野当中啊，水用完了啊，就代表了人已经绝望了。
When you run out of the water in the wilderness, and which means you're out of your hope.
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，夏甲就放声大哭啊。
So here Hagar began to sob.
那但是这时候神出面了。
But when this God appeared in front of her.
神告诉夏甲说：“你为何这样哭呢
？”God told her, "Why are you crying?"
啊，神已经听见了你的声音了。
He has already heard her cry.
他说我已经听见了童子的哭声啊。
He said, "I have already heard the crying of the baby."
啊，但是在这里啊，十九节说神使夏甲的眼睛明亮。
In verse 19, then God opened her eyes and opened her eyes.
他就看见了一口水井。
And she saw a well of water.
那为什么他原本没有看见呢
？How come she didn't see that before?
是因为原本没有那一口水井吗
？Is it because there was no well before?
还是因为他哭得太厉害了，所以他就不小心就没有看到了呢
？Or is it that she cried so much that she cannot see the well?
不管是什么原因
，No matter what happened.
不管是啊，神让他看见
，No matter is it God.Have her to see the well.
还是神把那个水井变出来
，or God created the well for her.
都没有关系
，it doesn't matter.
这个都不重要
，this is not important.
而重要的是神让她眼睛明亮
，what important is God opened her eyes.
哦，所以她看见了
，so she can see.
而这时候呢，我们当然说这是神在保守，神看顾夏甲啦。
Of course, we can see God take care of Hagar.
但是很多时候在我们的人生当中
，but during our lives,
神让我们的眼睛明亮。
God opened our eyes.
神让我们看见一口水井。
God let us see this water of well.
你有没有感谢神
？Did we give thanks to God?
还是你说，哎呀，我的运气真好
？Or we thought to ourselves, oh, we're so lucky.
刚刚怎么没有看到呢
？How come I didn't see that before?
你看水井就在那嘛，真傻，刚刚怎么没有看到
？Look, it was over there, silly me.
所以有时候我们把事情啊。就当成理所当然的。
So sometimes we take it for granted.
本来就应该这样发生。
It is the way it should be.
只是我刚刚不小心没有看到。
But I accidentally did not see it.
这个工作本来就是会是我的。
This job was happened to be mine.
因为我啊，你看，我就这么厉害，就刚好让我找到这个工作。
I'm so good, so I have this good job.
所以有时候我们把人生当中很多事情都视为。刚好恰巧理所当然。
Sometimes we see many things in life, take it for granted. We thought it was by accident.
却不知道说神若不让你的眼睛明亮。
But we don't know if God didn't open our eyes.
你在那边再哭两天，还是看不到那一口水井。
If you cry 2 days over there, you will not see the well.
神若不把机会给你
，If God did not give you the opportunity,
你工作再努力
，Even though you work harder,
你付出再多
，You invest more,
你努力再多
，You work very hard.
神若不给你
，If God did not give it to you,
你的眼睛就不会明亮
，Your eyes will not be open.
你再努力都看不见这一口水井
，You won't see the well, even though you.Do even more.
所以啊，我们今天啊，有机会看得到水井。
So today we have this chance to get this well.
我们要懂得啊，对着这个水井歌唱。
We have to understand to sing to this well.
我们要懂得时常纪念我们所得到的恩典。
We have to remember all the blessings that we have received.
并且能够时常感恩啊，对，时常感恩啊，常怀感恩的心。
We have to be grateful. We have to give thanks.
这个常怀感恩的心啊，就能够得到更多的恩典。
To have a grateful heart, we will receive even more blessings.
常怀感恩的心呐、你的信仰就会成为活泼的。
To have this grateful heart, we will have a living religion.
所以如果以后啊，这个负责人啊说，请你上来做见证。
So next time, if the board member asks you to give testimonies,
千万不要说我没有见证。
Do not tell them that you don't have any testimony.
我没有恩典。
I don't have any grace.
我没有神迹。
I don't have any miracle.
千万不要讲这种话。
Please do not say that.
你如果讲这种话
，If you say that,
可能就真的没有喽。
Could be you won't receive it anymore.
你不要嘛
？You don't want that.
你说没有嘛
？You say you don't have that.
神就给你拿回来了。
God will take it back from you.
所以我们要懂得感恩。
So we have to understand to be grateful.
对着这个井来歌唱。
We have to sing to this well.
我们再看回来民数记二十一章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 21.
民数记的第二十一章第十八节。
Chapter 21 verse 18.
十八节。
18.
这井是首领和民中的尊贵人用龟用杖所挖所掘的。
About the well, about that the princes dug, that the nobles of the people sank, the nobles with scepters and staffs.
在这里说啊，是谁呀？谁挖了这一口井
？Here tells us who dug this well.
当然，这个井是神所赐的。
Of course, this well was given by God.
但是神所赐，人也要努力。
But it was even though it's given by God, the man has to be make effort for it.
所以啊，今天不管是参与圣工
，So no matter the holy works today.
或者是我们自己的生活所需，我们自己的生活的工作
，Or our personal lives, our career.
神会引领，神会看顾，这是我们相信确定的。
We believe that God will guide us and take care of us.
但是人要努力
，But we have to do our own part.
你说啊，神会看顾我。
You said that God will take care of me.
所以我就坐在家里啊，等天上掉钱下来。
So I'm just sitting in my couch and waiting for the money falling from the sky.
神会帮助我。
God will help me.
所以我不用找工作啊，也会有很多人啊，拜托我来上班。
So I don't have to look for a job. So I will receive many phone calls from other people ask me to go to work for them.
这种观念也是不对的哦。
So this is not a correct concept.
你说啊，我们是有神、有圣灵、有神引导的教会。
And we said that we are a church that is full of Holy Spirit and God's guidance.
所以教会圣工不需要我。
So the holy work, I don't need to work on it.
反正我不做啊，神也会让它发生。
Because even though I don't do that, God will let it happen.
我不传福音，慕道者也会自己来。
If I don't the preach the gospel, the truth seeker will come automatically.
反正神会处理啦、
And God will take care of it.
这里告诉我们说啊，这个神招聚他们给他井。
And here that tells us that God give them the well.
但是要有人去挖。
But there has to be someone to dig the well.
这里说谁去挖
？Here tells who tells us.
这里说啊。这个是首领和民中的尊贵人去挖的。
And it tells us that it was the nobles of the people who dug the well.
在这里说啊，谁是首领
？Who is the prince？
谁是首领啊？这个首领跟尊贵人、原本应该是身份尊贵、高高在上的。
The prince and the noble should be high up there.
这是我们的观念嘛，对不对
？This is our concept.
这是社会的观念。
This is the concept of a common.
社会的观念就是啊，我是首领啊，所以我只负责发号施令。
If you are the leader of the group, you should just give commands.
我是尊贵人，所以我只是站在旁边看
If you're the nobles, you should stand aside. tithe and the watch.
啊，但是啊，在圣经里面呢，首领尊贵人不是这样子的。
But in the Bible, the prince and the noble does not work like that.
因为这个井是首领跟尊贵人挖出来的。
Because this well was dug by the prince and the nobles.
哦，所以主耶稣告诉我们哦。
So Lord Jesus told us.
啊，你要在神国里面做为首的吗？做大的吗
？If you want to be the leader of the kingdom，
啊，那你要做众人的仆人啊。
Then you have to be the servant of everyone。
啊，如果你说我不要做仆人
，If you told them I don't want to be the servant，
我喜欢指挥交通，叫人家去做事情。
I want to give command to ask other people to do things。
啊，那你可能就在神国里面是最小的。
You probably will be the lowest in the kingdom of God。
所以我们今天观念要正确。
So we have to have a correct concept。
啊，今天在教会里面，什么叫做负责
？Today within the church, what does it mean to be responsible？
啊，负责就是啊，你要负责做最多。
That it means that you have to do the most.
你要负责做那个没有人要做的。
You have to do something that people do not like to do.
最难的、最脏的、最没有人要做的，就是你负责去做。
The most difficult thing, the most dirtiest job, and no one wants to do it.
啊，这个叫做神国的负责。
That means you're the responsible for the kingdom of God.
你要带头去挖井。
You have to start to lead to dig the well.
你要以身做榜样。
You have to set an example.
哦，所以这个是对每一个传道者。
So this is to all the pastors.
长子。
All the deacons.
以及所有的负责人。
All the board members.
查经的小组的带领。
And all the The Bible study leader,
宗教教育的老师
all the RE teachers,
一个通通都跑不掉
every one of you,
那你是领导
you're the leader,
那你就要带头做
but you have to set an example,
哦，你要做最难的
you have to do the most difficult,
最没有人要做的
the things that no one wants to do,
哦，所以我们看到旧约里面啊，他们有时候在打仗很有意思啊
so we can see in Old Testament when they had a battle,
我们看那个约书亚记啊
let's turn to the book of Joshua,
我们看约书亚记的第三章
The book of Joshua chapter 3
约书亚记的第三章
Book of Joshua chapter 3
约书亚记第三章第六节
Verse 6
第六节约书亚吩咐祭司说你们抬起约柜在百姓前头过去、哦、在这里、啊、以色列人要过约旦河是怎么过的
How did the Israelites pass the river of Jordan?
哦，是由祭司带头。
It was led by all the priests.
祭司是谁
？Who's the priest?
祭司是尊贵的。
Priest is noble.
祭司是特选出来献祭服侍神的。
They were picked and to serve God.
但是今天要过河。
But today they have to pass the river.
祭司要带头。
The priest has to lead the way.
过河很危险。
It is dangerous to pass the
river. 这里说啊，河水漫过两岸啊。
It tells us that the river overflows.
没有桥。
There's no bridge.
没有船。
There's no boat.
河水涌流啊。
And the river flows.
哦，这时候啊，他说，祭司你要先踩入河里。
It tells us that the priest has to step into the water first.
是你要带头的。
They have to lead the way.
你要表现出信心的榜样来。
They have to set an example as their faith.
哦，他们攻击耶利哥的时候也是这样啊。
When they attack the Jericho, it's the same thing.
哦，也是要叫祭司啊，抬着约柜去绕啊。
They ask the priest to take this the ark.
哦，我们再看一下历代志下哦。
Let's to turn to the Second Chronicle.
我们看历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下的第二十章
Second Chronicle chapter 20
历代志下的第二十章
Second Chronicles chapter 20
二十节
Verse 20
二十节清早 次日清早众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去出去的时候约沙法站着说犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊要听我说信主你们的神就必立文信他的先知就必亨通二十一节约沙法就与众民商议了就设立歌唱的人送赞神使他们穿上圣洁的礼服走在军前赞美神哦，他这里说啊，这个要打这场战争哦。
It tells us they're about to take the battle.
哦，他们进入战场啊，谁走在最前面
When they entered the battlefield, who was leading the way?
哦，不是军队哦。
Not the army.
哦，不是首领哦。
Not the leader.
不是大能的勇士哦。
Not the, all those warriors.
哦，这里说诗班走在前面。
It was the choir.
哦，所以诗班带头。
So the choir leads the way.
哦，所以你今天是诗班的成员吗
？So are you a member of the choir?
你是诗班的指挥，诗班的司琴吗
？Are you the pianist? Are you the leader? Are you the conductor?
哇，那你就是啊，这个首教会，你就是教会的首。首领要带头去挖这个井的。
Then you are the leader of the church who is going to dig the well.
哦，是要走在前头，而不是躲在后面。
You are the one who's leading the way, not left behind.
哦，所以真耶稣教会的工人啊，他的观念要正确。
So the workers of True Jesus Church, we have to have a correct concept.
我们是仆人中的仆人。
We are the servant of the servant.
哦，我们是服侍众人的。
We are serving.Everyone.
哦，我们是愿意承担责任的。
We're really willing to take the responsibility.
哦，所以我们不可以躲在后面。
So we should not hide behind.
啊，更不可以逃避责任。
We should not run away from our
responsibility. 好像什么事情都跟我没有关系。
And there's nothing matters to me.
啊，这个每次问你什么
？Every time we ask you something.
哎，这个我不知道哦。
I don't know about it.
啊，这个没有人报告给我哦。
Nobody report that to me.
啊，这个我不懂的。
I don't understand that.
啊，这个我不记得。
I don't remember.
啊，明明就是你处理的。
And it was your responsibility.
啊，所以有时候我们如果担不起这个责任
，So if you cannot bear this responsibility,
你就没有那个资格跟能力去挖这口井。
Then you don't qualify to dig this well.
啊，所以什么叫做领导
？And what does it mean as a leader?
啊，就是带头做。
You start to you lead people to start to work things,
以及能够承担责任
and you will be able to bear the responsibility.
啊，这里还讲说啊，谁还要来挖井
？And here tells us who else is coming to the.
他说首领跟民中的尊贵人
，it will be the prince and the nobles.
啊，所以谁是尊贵人
？So who's the nobles?
你是尊贵人
，you are the nobles.
你为什么是尊贵人
？Why are you the nobles?
啊，因为你是神特选的百姓
，because you are chosen by God.
所以你的身份。不同
so you have a different identity.
你的价值不同
you have different value systems.
你是神国的王子跟公主
you are the prince and the princess of kingdom of God.
你是民中的尊贵人
you are the nobles.
哦，所以不要想说啊，圣公跟我没关系
so do not think that holy word has nothing to do with me.
服事跟我没关系
you should not think that serving has nothing to do with me.
我们今天有机会被神召聚在这里
if we are called by God to have service here.
你被赋予了一个新的身份
you have a new identity.
成为神国中的尊贵人
to become the noble of the kingdom of God
那你就要来挖这口井
then you have to dig this well
哦，所以千万不要小看自己
so do not look down yourself
你的每一个人都可以在神家中啊，能够有所付出能够有所帮助
every one of us will be able to contribute to this kingdom of God
哦，所以不要想说你不会或你不能
so do not think that you are not able
哦，或许很多事情你不会做
maybe something you do not understand how
to do that 你可能不会弹钢琴
you don't know how to play piano
啊，不过没关系你会煮饭啊
But that's okay. You know how to cook.
啊，你可能不会煮饭。
Even though you don't know how to cook.
啊，没关系啊，搞不好你会翻译啊。
That's okay. Maybe you can translate.
啊，你可能不会讲，不会翻译，也不会。不会翻译，不会事情，也不会煮饭。
Maybe you don't know how to play piano, cook, or translate.
啊，但是没有关系啊。
But that's okay.
你总会讲话吧
？You can talk.
啊，你可以，你看到教会里面的信徒，你跟他打个招呼。
If you see the members of church, you say hi to them.
你看到你不认识或不熟的，你主动去接近。
You can approach to all those people that you are not familiar with.
你看那个新来的、没有朋友的、在角落的，你主动去做他的朋友。
You see all those people who came first time and they were in the corner and then you approach them to
become friends. 你观察到有人，今天怎么没有来聚会？我打个电话。
You observe some member didn't come today and then maybe you give them a call.
哦，外面下大雪了，有些老人家都给他问候一下
and there was snowstorm and then you call to the elderly
啊，什么叫做做圣工
what does it mean to be do holy work
什么叫做挖井
what does it mean to dig a hole
这就是圣工这就是挖井
this is the holy work this is digging the well
啊，所以你能不能做
Can you do that?
你可以做的。
Of course you can.
每一个人都可以做。
Every one of you can.
每一个人也都应该要做。
Every one of you should.
哦，所以在这里谁来挖井
？So who dig this well here?
哦，民中的首领、尊贵人。
The nobles and the prince.
谁来挖井
？Who dig the well?
你跟我。
You and me.
啊，怎么挖呢
？How?
我们来看一下民数记的，看回来民数记二十一章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
啊，这里说啊，这民民中的尊贵人用圭用杖所挖所掘的
The nobles they would dig this well with the scepters and staffs.
哦，所以他们用什么来挖
？What do they use？
用龟，用杖。
They use scepters.
啊，什么叫做龟
？What is that？
啊，龟是以前的那个国王哈，国王手上拿的那个短杖啊。
The scepter is a small stick that in the hand of the king.
哦，这是王权的象征。
This is the symbol of the power.
啊，什么叫做杖
？And what is a staff？
啊，杖是以前古代人呐，他们那个首领或是牧羊人手上都会有一根杖哦。
And that is the a shepherd and who holds this long stick in their hands.
啊，有时候是在行走在旷野当中行走的一个支撑
，and sometimes it's support, when they walk in the wilderness.
啊，或者是遇到野兽的时候一个抵挡哦
，or maybe can use as a weapon to protect themselves from the animals.
哦，所以这个什么叫用龟跟用杖
？So what does it mean to use the scepters and the staff？
哦，就是你要挖井啊，要有这个王的权柄
，and that means when you dig this well, you have to have the authority of the king.
啊，这个王的权柄啊，就是从上面来那个。我们神所赐予的能力
，this authority means that it's coming from God. It's what God given us.
哦，所以我们工作当中一定要有神帮助。
So during this holy work, we have to have the abidance of God.
哦，如果没有神帮助啊，有时候你做再多啊，通通都是白费的。
Without the helping of God, even though you work more, there's in vain.
哦，我们来看一下出埃及记啊。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记第十七章的第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，那时亚玛利人来到腓利定和以色列人征战。摩西，第九节哦。
Nine.
摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里。”要拿着神的杖站在山顶上、哦、我们再看第十一节、哦、
Let's see verse 11.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜、哦、那这里告诉我们说、啊、这个摩西、啊、跟、啊这以色列人跟亚玛利人打了一场战哦。
And here it tells about Moses was a fight against the Amalekites.
所以约书亚带领百姓出去打仗。
So Joshua was leading the people to have a fight.
但是这场战争啊，最后决定的啊，不是约书亚多会打。
But this the result of this battle does not determine by how good Joshua will fight.
而是决定在这个摩西山上的祷告。
But determined by the prayer of Moses up high up in the mountain.
为什么摩西的山上祷告会有这样子的功能，这样的功效？
How come the prayer of Moses high up in the mountain has this kind of effectiveness?
这里说啊，摩西手里拿着神的杖啊。
It tells us that Moses was holding the staff of God.
所以啊，这个祷告当中有神的权柄。
So when the prayer of Moses has the authorities.
这个工作当中有神的帮助。
And the work will have the helping of God.
所以我们今天要服侍神。
So today when we want to serve God.
我们服侍神一定要有这个龟啊，有这个从神来的帮助，从神来的权柄。
We have to have the scepters, which is the authorities from God.
那我们今天来挖这一口井。
Today when we dig this well.
你希望挖出一口活水井来。
You want to dig the well with the living waters.
使我们在教会信仰生活得到滋润。
So we can all neutralize.From church.
你希望挖出这口，在人生当中挖出这口井来。
So you want to dig this well in our lives.
使你的工作，使你的家庭也能够得到这个活水的滋润。
So our life and our career will be neutralized by this living water.
你一定要有这个龟。
You have to have this scepter.
所以有时候我们进到很多信徒的家里。
So today we enter to we go to many members' house.
我们都看到很多信徒的墙上会挂了一个。基督是我家之主。
We see many members has this this banner saying that the Lord is my family's guidance.
The head of
my family.
基督是我家之主啊，是什么？这就是神对这个家里面的王权的主权。
And this means that God has the authority of this family.
如果你真正能够把你生命的、把你生活、把你工作的权柄交在神的手中
，If you really can hand your personal life and careers the authority to God,
神就要做你这个家的主。
Then God will be the leader.Of your
你就有这个龟啊，这可以来挖这口井。
Then you will have the scepters to dig this well.
所以龟是神的帮助。
So the scepters is the helping of God.
而这个杖则是人的努力。
And the staff is the how hard people work.
哦，所以你要有神的帮助。
So you have to have the helping of God.
啊，但是你也要付出自己应付的努力。
And then you have to take responsibilities.
哦，所以要尽力。
So you have to do your own part.
服事上要尽力。
Serving God.
工作上要尽力。
In works.
以及经营你的家庭上面也要尽力。
And then you have to make effort to build up your family.
哦，所以我们有时候在教我们在教会里面举行婚礼。
So today, we have always have a wedding in the chapel.
哦，这个婚在教会举行婚礼啊，是神所赐福的。
When we have this wedding in the chapel, it was blessed by God.
啊，但是呢，这个赐福神给予的福气以外。
But besides the blessing of God,
你更要自己付出努力去经营你的婚姻。
You of course have to do your own part to work hard for your marriage.
婚姻是这样。
It is a marriage.
照养下一代的子女也是这样。
And the same thing is when you take care of your children.
哦，在教会里面服事是这样。
And it's same thing with serving in church.
工作也是这样。
Same thing with your career.
神要帮助你。
God wants to help you.
但是你要愿意被他帮助。
But you are willing. You have to be willing to be able to accept His help.
神要帮助你。
God wants to help you.
你同时要自己付出相应的努力。
Of course, you have to make your own effort too.
必须要有规有杖，才能够挖出这一口水井来。
You have to have the scepters and the staffs to dig this well.
哦，所以我们今天啊，要用规用杖，要挖要掘。
So today we use the scepter and the staff to dig.
哦，所以工具你有了。
You have the tools.
哦，你有神的帮助，你有自己的努力。
You have the helping of God. You're making your own efforts.
啊，这个要挖要掘啊，就是你要流汗流泪啦。
And then you have to sweat to make effort for it.
我们看诗篇的126篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 126.
诗篇的126篇。
Psalm 126.
诗篇一百二十六篇的第五节
126:5
诗篇一百二十六篇第五节那流泪撒种的必欢呼收割第六节
6
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来啊，好，所以在这里啊，要得到这一口活水井。
It tells us if we have to receive this living well.
哇，那你就要流汗流泪啊。
Then we have to shed tears.
你要挖要掘。
We have to dig.
哦，这个是工作，有时候是很辛苦的。
And it is a hard work.
哦，在这工作当中，有时候你需要付出很大的努力跟很大的代价。
You have to make a lot of efforts.
但是流泪撒种的，你一定要欢呼收割啊。
For those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
啊，这是神给我们每一个人的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
啊，当你为你的人生付出了努力。
If you make efforts for your life.
啊，不管是你为了你的信仰啊，啊，做了这个灵修的功夫。
No matter it's for your own religious and you take this effort.
啊，或者是为了教会的工作啊，你付出很多的辛劳跟时间。
Or maybe for the holy work of church, you spend a lot of time and
effort. 有时候别人可能不了解。
Maybe people don't understand.
有时候家人可能不支持。
Maybe it's not supported by your family.
有时候可能会被别人所误会。
Maybe you will be misunderstood.
使你在工作当中啊，时常流泪。
So you will shed tears during life.
工作流汗啊，有时候被误解啊，会流泪。
And then sometimes when you shed tears and shed sweat, and then during your career.
啊，但是啊，你只要能够坚持下去。
If you can hold on to it.
啊，那个流泪撒种的必要欢呼收割。
Of course, for those who are sowing tears will reap in joy.
哦，所以求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
We ask Lord Jesus to help one of us.
努力能够靠神经营我们的人生。
So we will rely on God to make effort for our life.
努力靠神经营我们的信仰。
We will rely on God to build our religion.
啊，使我们每一个人的生活当中都能够有这种活水的水井。
So every one of us will have this living well in our life.
来滋润我们自己，滋润我们的家人。
Neutralize ourselves and also our families.
Nourish
ourselves.
啊，能够使我们最后每一个人都能够欢唱这首景歌，这首欢乐之歌。
So every one of us will sing this joyful song of well.
能够得到一个喜乐的人生。
Then we will have a joy life.
因为神应许你。
Because God promised you.
流泪撒种，你必要欢呼收成。
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
我们一起唱诗155首。
Let's all sing hymn 155.
trust in God whenever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come on May, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain blue or on the stormy sea, though below ground, He cares my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose a chapter of His care. He guides the eagle through the palace air. When surely He remembers me, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roar, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For walk on me from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. All mountains shall judge the stormy sea. So be the strong, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. He makes a rose an object of His care. He guides a eagle through the pathless air. And surely He remembers me. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. All mountain peak, some judges are missing. Since He's so strong, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
请坐
，Please be seated。
我们要一起来做早上聚会结束的祷告。
We're about to have a prayer to conclude the morning service。
我们在祷告当中，求神能够引领我们每一个人的脚步。
During our prayers, we ask God to guide every one of us footsteps。
那是我们不管在什么样的环境当中
，So no matter what kind of environment we're in，
都能够靠主能够走过。
We'll be able to rely on God.
使我们能够走行过流泪谷最后来到欢喜泉呢。
So we can pass through this, we can walk through this pass of valley of Baca, and to enter to this places of spring.
活出一个喜乐的人生。
So we have to a joyful life.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.